Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. Interesting. Mm. That's why you need Robert Half. Yep. I don't think that's a person. That's the company.
Okay, I was confused.
Yeah, their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI. Welcome to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing, and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. See, at Robert Half, they know talent. I wish I had had Robert Half back in the day when I was hiring.
Okay.
So, no offense, Sona.
Oh, I feel like you did mean to offend me.
Yes, you wouldn't be here if I had had Robert Half. Okay. Visit RobertHalf.com today.
March into spring with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered 1-gig internet for $59.99 per month, plus a $150 gift card and price lock guarantee. This deal gets even better with a free modem, free installation, and free Wi-Fi your way home. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and manage user access for all connected devices with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires May 6, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Ellen. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
We're very good. So, Ellen O'Brien, and you're coming to us, I'm just going to guess, from Ireland, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, where are you in Ireland right now?
So I'm in Tullamore, so it's in the Midlands.
Oh, how far are you from Dublin? How far is Tullamore from?
It's about an hour, roughly.
Okay. Ireland's not huge, so a lot of things are an hour from something else, isn't that right?
Yeah, so I'm an hour towards the middle.
Tullamore,
so literally in the middle of Ireland.
Tullamore sounds like a magical land, doesn't it? It's like filled with pixies and leprechauns and unicorns. Tullamore has a very, just a fairy tale kind of feel to it.
There's definitely some strange creatures.
Ellen, those are called Irish people.
yes,
I have some experience. So, okay, your name is Ellen O'Brien. I'm an O'Brien as well, as you may know. And so we're probably distantly related in some way.
Yes. We definitely are.
Yeah.
Everybody's related. So
I know. That's the problem. I found out a few years ago that because I took a DNA test and found out that even though I've been living in this country for, my family has at least, for about 150 years, I am still 100%, 100.00% Irish. Because
it's the skin color and the hair.
Yeah, and all the relatives, we didn't branch out. No one got creative with their life partner. Everybody just married the person who was brushing their teeth next to them in the bathroom.
God.
And that's what happened. 150 years after of that, and look at me. So what about you? Are your parents, is one of them from Spain or the other one from France?
No, unfortunately not. I'm 100% Irish.
Oh,
I was born in England. That's my claim to non-Irish fame. But
right.
Yeah. 100% Irish.
All right. So, Ellen, I'm trying to understand a little bit about your background. Tell me about your parents. What are their names?
So my dad, Ray, he was born an O'Brien, and he met my mom when he was 21, who is Tina O'Brien.
Wait a minute.
Also,
was she born Tina O'Brien or she? No, she took his last name.
No, she was born Tina O'Brien.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, for God's sake.
Did they brush their teeth next to each other?
Wait a minute. An O'Brien met and married an O'Brien. This is what I've been talking about. This is the problem.
What are you guys doing?
We're not roaming far from the house. That's for sure.
You're not roaming far from the family.
They're not related. Of course not. They're both from teeny tiny town in Ireland, and they're both named O'Brien. But of course, there's no feckin' relationship. Sorry about that. No, I'm sure they grew up blocks from each other.
Yeah, they're 5 minutes away.
Well, I'm one to talk because, as I've said, my family, yeah, lots of O'Briens marrying O'Briens. Oh, well, I turned out perfectly normal.
Yes, you did. Perfectly normal.
Oh, you're a very good lawyer and liar. You're going to make a great lawyer. Ellen, this is the point. Ellen, this is the point I've been trying to make to people here in America.
They weren't related, though. I should just say.
Oh, sure, they're not related.
You just said you're all related.
Yeah.
I mean, at least move on to cousins. Just
I know.
Get to the extended family.
Here's what I don't understand, Ellen. You basically just said we both come from this tiny town, and one O'Brien married another, and now you're their daughter. But don't worry, it's all above board. No problems.
My mother's side of the family came from Mayo, so the west of Ireland. And my nanny married an O'Brien in Tullamore, so they're not related.
Okay, yeah, sure. You're just all from the same tiny green island.
And gene pool.
Yes.
We're not related. I live on this side of the house. She lives on that side of the house. She's 15 feet away from me. So tell us about yourself. First of all, you and I have a lot in common. We're both O'Briens. We're both 100%.
We're both Irish.
We're both terribly inbred. But you, do you find that you suffer sometimes depression? Do you get depressed sometimes?
Oh, wow. Okay. It's the weather.
Oh, it's the weather, you think. I'm telling you, it's the genes. It's in the genetics. It's not the weather. I swear to God, you can move to Miami and you'll still be wandering around saying, oh, God damn it, I can't take it anymore. Because that's me. I live in Los Angeles. And I used to think, oh, it must be the weather, the clouds. No, it's in our mind. It's in our DNA strand. Sorry.
Yeah. It's because if we stray too far away, we get sunburned.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why. That's why we're supposed to live under that carpet of clouds. But let me get back to there. Tell me a little bit about what you do. Tell me what you do for a living, Ellen.
So I'm actually a law student in Dublin. But in my spare time or at the weekends, I work in a whiskey distillery in Tullamore.
Of course you do.
Lucky.
That's a great job. First of all, what do you do at the whiskey distillery?
So I'm a tour guide. So when we get visitors like yourselves coming over, I'm the one that brings them around and tells them all about Tullamore Dew, our whiskey.
Oh, I've heard of that whiskey.
Yeah.
Yes. That's supposed to be a good whiskey.
It's the best.
Are you a good tour guide?
Yeah, well, I like to channel you on my tours a little bit.
Wait a minute. What do you mean?
I do be doing like bits. And sometimes people get the joke. Usually the Americans do, but sometimes it doesn't go down too well.
Let me tell you something. The minute you said you channeled me, I knew it didn't go down well. That's I think it's a big mistake, Ellen. I think you should channel someone else.
I need to
tone it down a bit because you don't really want your lawyer cracking jokes. So I need to kind of bring it down to maybe a more Matt or Sona level.
Yeah.
You mean people that actually like themselves are secure in their own skin. Yeah.
They're not Irish. They won't understand.
Don't
go that far.
Yeah. Sorry about that. So Ellen, so you're channeling me as you give these Irish whiskey tours. Let me ask you a question. And you say the tourists like it, but the Irish don't love it so much. Let me ask you a question. How would the Irish people feel about me doing my bits? Would it go over well, or would they be disgusted by the whole thing?
Honest. They'd never let it show, obviously. But it would depend. You'd have the older types that would be nodding along, and they'd secretly be thinking, God, he's a bit of an idiot, isn't he?
I love how idiot. I'm an idiot. That's idiot, if you didn't know.
Yeah, I kind of inferred.
Yeah.
Thanks for translating.
Yeah.
I just have to translate here. Wow. Yeah, I could see that. I was, do you know the comedian Dar O'Brien? You've heard of him ever?
Dar O'Brien, yeah.
Well, I thought he was O'Brien, but Dar O'Brien.
Oh, great. Another O'Brien.
Yeah, another O'Brien. Yeah. He's very funny.
Another cousin.
But he performed in the town that I'm from, which is Dungarvan, Waterford. And he said it was a really tough town, and he's very funny. And he said he did a show there once and nobody laughed. And then he was trying to go to his car, and one of the people from the crowd got between him and his car. And he said, "You're about as funny as a shite in a bed."
Oh my god.
That's Waterford for you though.
That's my people.
Oh my god.
That's the way, and that's the way my family talks to me.
Yeah.
No, Waterford is great. It's great.
Wow.
I don't believe
Sounds
you.
Like it.
Yeah, sure.
I'm trying my best, Sona.
I know. It's sweet.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at Breezeline.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
So, wow, that's incredible. So you're studying law, okay? And you're also giving tours at a distillery where you channel me, and you say the bits don't go over well with the Irish, which makes total sense. What kind of law, what do you want to do with your law degree? What kind of, would you like to get into criminal law?
I'm only in first year, so we haven't actually covered everything. But I am enjoying criminal law and also tort law. So kind of the law of personal injury, stuff like that.
Right.
But I'd like to do, I don't know if you've seen The Rookie on Netflix with Noah Centineo. Kind of like to do something like that. But we'll see.
I haven't. So you'd like to do a TV show is what you're saying. Or no, you want to do the kind of law that the person does in the TV show.
Yeah. Like with the FBI, something like that.
Oh, you'd like
investigator.
To work. Okay. You'd like to be an investigator.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fascinating. That's curious to me. I wonder if you could ever use anything from your whiskey background when you're investigating a crime.
Whiskey's actually quite an international conversation starter because even with older people, I can just bring up whiskey and that's the conversation started. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you should say that because I know what your question is for Conan. Do you want to ask it?
Yeah, so my question, Conan, is what way do you drink your whiskey? And what's your favorite Irish brand?
Oh, wow. Ooh, well, these are really good questions. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not a big whiskey drinker. I hate to say that because it sounds like...
It's okay. I'm not judging you.
No, it sounds like I like that I'm being judged for not drinking too much whiskey. I feel like I'm being disloyal to my heritage.
Can't you just lie?
Yeah.
Just lie so we could get a bottle.
I like Finnegan's.
Yeah.
Finnegan's.
I just made that up.
Say Tullamore Dew.
Tullamore Dew. I love Tullamore Dew.
Yeah.
That's a soundbite right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about Jameson's?
It sounds like that's a competitor. I don't.
Where is Jameson's from?
Also Ireland.
Oh!
Who cares, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff's shite.
My dad gave me Tullamore Dew for my wedding. He gave me a nice bottle of Tullamore Dew.
I thought he hit you with a bottle of Tullamore Dew.
He did. But I drank up all the stuff off the floor.
I have to say, I like Tullamore Dew. I've had Tullamore Dew and I like it. It's got a smooth, it goes down real smooth. That's important for me because I'm not the manliest of men. I like my whiskey smooth. How do you drink it? Do you drink it neat or do you put anything in there?
Usually neat, but we have whiskey sours in Ireland, so it's quite like a cocktail.
Yes! I love a whiskey sour.
Man, that sounds good.
Yeah.
This is dry January for me, so this sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like a whiskey sour that has like 3 starbursts in it, just dissolving slowly. I like some sugar in my drink.
Yeah,
you two are real men.
Put an umbrella in there, and I'm quite happy.
We're man enough to know we're not
men. Irish coffee.
An Irish coffee?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta love an Irish coffee.
Yeah.
And
I was watching your tour of Guinness, and I just wanted to say that we start with the whiskey, So you don't need to be like waiting till the end. So we start with an Irish coffee to get you warmed up.
That sounds fantastic. That's very good. They should do that at more tours. Like if you go and you, I think basically if you go to like the, I don't know, FDR library, they should give you a drink when you get started. Any historic site should start with a strong
Absolutely.
Drink, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're here at Gettysburg. What do you have? make mine a double.
Welcome to the Mormon Temple, Salt Lake City.
What do you have?
Telemort.
Wow. So let me ask you a question. If I came by, let's say I visited you, well, what kind of things would we do? What would you show me?
Oh, well, obviously the distillery would be first on the list.
Uh-huh.
You'd have to do a tour. I'd probably bring you around Tullamore Town. There's quite a lot of pubs, as is typical in Irish towns.
How would I? How do you think I'd be treated by the local population?
I think you'd fit in.
Like a shite in a bed.
I know I'd fit in visually, but would my sense of humor go over well?
Probably, yeah. We've all got a bit of a weird sense of humor in Ireland. So, yeah, you'd fit right in.
Okay, I'll take that as a compliment. I appreciate that. And maybe I could. And what law school are you going to?
So I'm in the Technological University of Dublin.
Very nice.
So, yeah, it's right beside the President's House in Dublin.
Oh, okay. Who's the president?
That's not a coincidence. Who's
the it's not. Who's the president right now?
Joseph Biden.
Michael D. Higgins.
What?
Joseph Biden. I wasn't asking for a neurological exam.
Huh?
Who's the president now?
What day is it?
Yeah. Very nice. Do you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
I'm actually an only child.
What?
How will you marry?
I brush my teeth like a dog.
There's no one for you.
Oh, no.
Hi, you'll be an old maid. Well, I think you're a lovely person. I like you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Ellen
Thank
O'Brien, you my long-lost cousin.
Yes, you'll have to come visit. Is it all the other cousins?
I will. Yeah. I'm going to come. I'm going to drink way too much whiskey. Maybe I'll take over your tour for you. What if I did your tour?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then I'll be the new one laughing.
Maybe. Maybe even you will say, this isn't working for me. This man's an idiot. This man's an idiot. Let me ask you a quick question. When I grew up, my mother used to call me a bold stump. She said, you're a bold stump, a bold stump. Is that an Irish saying, bold stump? Have you ever heard it?
I've not.
Okay.
No. But I'm sure they have different language in Waterford, so.
Yeah, they're primarily Italian down there.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
All right. Well, really nice talking to you. Best of luck.
Thanks so much.
Looking forward to
hopefully I'll see you in the distillery one of these days.
Oh, trust me. Hang around the distillery long enough and O'Brien will show up.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you.
I got you.
Take
Thanks
care.
So much, guys.
Best
Great
of
telling.
Luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer Aaron Blairt. Associate talent producer Jennifer Samples. Associate producers Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.